I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
Just like Jesus returned to Jerusalem on a donkey, our guest today is returning on a rhythm guitar. It's my pleasure to introduce your friend and mine, Mr. Bill Bynes. How you feeling today, my friend?
I am feeling excited. I am sparkly. Ooh. I am ready. I'd say that I'm feeling ready.
Awesome. Wow. Well, you did. We're not really sure exactly why you're here. We did get an email to the podcast this week that just said promotional tour. And
what
are you promoting today as the, I mean, you are just a, I mean, not just, but you are a rhythm guitarist here at Twin Hills.
Well, I'm the backup rhythm guitarist for the house band.
Uh-huh. The Sword Bearers.
Backup rhythm guitarist, sometimes backup. But thanks to COVID striking through the band, this week I am going to be lead rhythm guitarist of the Sword Bearers. It's going to be my first time being part of the band right at the beginning of the service and all the way through the service.
And for all the services?
All the services. I'm for the whole day.
Wow. I mean,
That's cool.
And so you're promoting this?
Yeah, I'm just going on a little promotional tour just to make sure that my fans know that it's going to be my time to shine, that I'm going to be there the whole time. I'm coming here to this podcast. I'm hitting up some coffee shops that I go to normally.
Cool.
And trying to like just make an announcement. A lot of diners that I eat at, I'm asking the servers to spread the word. A lot of the street corners that I like to hang out on, I'm spending some extra time with some flyers.
Okay.
Of course, the services are already well attended, but I just want to make sure that my people know that this is a day they really don't want to miss.
It's a cool flyer. I got it on my office door this morning as soon as I came in. I said, what's hanging here? And I saw you papered the whole hallway, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I made it. I did. I asked some friends how to make flyers. I got a super premium subscription to a service called Canva. And I used some of the stock art they have available. I tried to make it hot, but not inappropriately sexy.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, respectfully hot, a little bit lustful, but not overly lustful, lust-ish.
Well, the first thing that jumped out to me was just the name, which is Bill Bynes' Rhythm of the Saints, which I think was a name that was maybe used by someone else, but I wasn't sure.
I think I've heard it somewhere. I can't quite remember.
And then it's you astride the world. You're playing guitar.
It's me playing guitar, and my legs are on either side of the world. I'm shirtless, and I'll be honest, that's not my torso. That is from Rambo First Blood Part 2. So don't tell Hollywood.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone.
That's why there's ammunition instead of a guitar strap. Mm. But then it's my face And I am bestriding the world, and that's also not my tongue sticking out of my mouth. That is Michael Jordan from a slam dunk he did over the Phoenix Suns in 1994.
Okay. Dream team.
And so I put his tongue on my face just to add a little more something, and that's me. And then the rest, I don't know if you see this, the rest of the band is on the polar ice cap of the North Pole. They're there too.
Yeah, you, and you're sort of legs akimbo over top of them, I guess.
Over them. Yeah, I'm over them. I mean, we're all, once the show starts, we're all equal parts of the team. But again, this is rare for me to get such a spotlight. Lead rhythm guitar, I just love saying it. You know, I'm so used to being backup rhythm guitar that I just can't believe I get to be lead rhythm guitar.
That is so cool. Okay, so, and just to dive in a little bit further, it does say, so it says this Sunday only, and then...
Yeah, Bill Bynes, Rhythm of the Saints, Born in the USA.
This Sunday only.
Jagged Little Pill, this Sunday
and
only.
And then it says underneath some featured chords, and then it just has a list of chords.
Yeah, I've got... Yeah, these are some chords I've been learning. This is a B sharp minor. I'm sorry, B flat minor. B sharp minor, I wish. B flat minor, which is just something I learned this week. And then C first inversion, which is a new one that I'm going to be trying to work in there a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you think that's something that will really get people butts in seats, as it were, just the list of the chords?
I think so, because I think people, well, not everybody, right? But I think your music fans are going to know they don't get to hear B flat minor a lot, you know what I mean? And C, you get to hear C a lot, of course. That's stupid. I would be an idiot to think that C is a big deal. But C first inversion, that's where you take the G and you put it on top, baby. G on top. Yeah. And that's why I have a little G. The letter G is on the top of my head on this poster, just kind of resting there. And that stands for the C chord first inversion, which I think is hot information for people to come see. I got a lot of the chords listed here. A lot of the chord progressions that I plan on doing. I got a 1-5-4.
Oh, that's what this code is down here? These are all just chord charts?
That's not code. Those are chord progressions. Those are chord progressions that I'm going to be playing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I the further you get down this thing, the more complicated. I really thought I couldn't really figure out what was going on.
That's the way most flyers are. Like, the top is just all the information you need. And then, hey, if I got you hooked, here's more and more information to keep going. Down at the very bottom, I have a lot of biographical information about myself and then other guitarists.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty cool. And I just want to say, and I had this problem, I've had this problem before. There still is a lead guitarist.
Right.
Which I am not. There is a separate guitarist who's going to be doing the solos and who's doing the riffs. It's just the rhythmic chords keeping things steady that I'm
doing. Right, right.
Yeah, lead. And there is a backup rhythm guitarist, but he's not going to be there. It's going to be just me and the lead guitarist. And also, they're bringing in a backup lead guitarist.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lead guitarist, a backup lead guitarist, and then I'm lead rhythm guitarist.
Okay, lead, backup, lead.
There's a lead, a backup lead. They're not allowed to touch the rhythm.
Okay, then the rhythm and then a backup rhythm, but he's not going to be there.
There normally is a backup rhythm, but that's normally me. But everybody is sick, so there's going to be no... We're really going with nothing. You know, we're threadbare.
How is it that the whole band got COVID, but you managed to not?
I gave it to them. I gave them COVID, and they know this, and I have apologized. It's hard to get people COVID now because a lot of people are really protected against it. There's a lot of natural immunity, and there's a lot of vaccines. But if you try hard, it's difficult, but you need a highly concentrated, what's called viral load, delivered into their respiratory system somewhat directly. And I had to time it so that I had COVID, but it was the end of my time having COVID, so that they would be out, but I would be clear.
I see. So that was about 2 weeks ago, I would guess.
That's correct. About two weeks and 2 days ago, I broke into all their homes. Not all their homes, just the other rhythm guitarists.
And is that all the writing here below the chord charts that starts with about 2 weeks ago, I broke into all like that?
Yeah, part of my confession was I have to make it public. I have to let people know my sins, and I have to be accountable. I've learned to be accountable and amenable for my sins. Those are two important watchwords. And so, yeah, I had to, below the chords, below my biography, below the biography of Jimi Hendrix, there is my confession about having given people COVID, which I'm going to say is not cool.
Right.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Would you consider Jimi Hendrix a rhythm guitarist?
I do. I think he's, you know, people say that he's a solo or a lead guitarist, mostly because he's the only guitarist in the ensembles of which he was a member. But I'm like, that's rhythm. He didn't do a solo in his life.
Oh, I was going to ask that. And forgive me, Bill, if I've asked you this before, but I wanted to just clarify the technicality of, like, is rhythm guitar like when you see someone going like this with their right hand and like they're fanning the strings, that, like, means they're rhythm, so they're not doing finger picking?
That's right. They're not, like, doing individual notes. They're not doing a lead solo. So the guys who, like, they, you know, they hold the neck of the guitar up and they make a face and they look surprised and they, like, are bending a string with their fingers, those are lead guitarists. Rhythm guitarists, we're the foundation of the band. You know, we're fanning. Our right hands are just in a fanning rhythm. Uh-huh. And the notes don't even matter as much. They matter to me, but not to the band. The band has asked me to play a pitchless guitar. So the strings are all... they only play an E note, and the amplifier has been rigged that no matter what strings I hit, it only plays an E tone.
I see. So it's kind of like an auto harp or something.
It's a little bit like an auto harp. I'll still be playing all the fingerings of the proper chords because I know that I'm ready. But the band has requested that it just plays an E tone, and it'll just purely be rhythm that I'm doing.
So all the songs on Sunday will be in E, even though that you've got all these chord charts listed here.
They're in the key of E, but if you're a real fan of guitar, my fingerings will be doing B flat minor, first inversion, lots of other stuff. Yeah, it'll still sound like an E because my guitar is incapable of making other tones.
Okay. Now, I've heard of perfect pitch. Is there such a thing as perfect rhythm? I mean, I guess it's like one of those.
There is. Some people have perfect rhythm where you can just, like, you can tell them like 160 beats per minute and they know it. Or they can listen to a song and tell you that's 119 beats per minute. Like, they know it perfectly.
Oh, do you have that?
I don't. There's also relative rhythm where if somebody starts a rhythm, like counts you off, this is more common, 1, 2, 3, 4. From that, relative to that, you can keep that rhythm going very easily. That's called relative.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's all relative.
I don't have that. I don't have that either.
Okay.
What I use is a click track. I have a harness around my body which vibrates the rhythm of the song. It like shakes my torso on the 2 and the 4 hard so that I feel the beat.
Wow.
And that is tied directly to the snare drum of our drummer. So whenever he hits the snare, I'm electrically shocked.
And
that way I can't miss the rhythm.
I have noticed that every time I've caught a peep of you kind of in the back there on stage, I always thought that that was maybe an issue with your nerves, or central nervous system, perhaps a funny tick.
I do also have a problem with seizures, which I'm working on. But that has never, when I'm playing, I never have seizures because I'm so happy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so that's a happy face you're making.
That's happiness. That's pure happiness, that expression that I have. It doesn't look happy. It looks more like a shriek or sometimes crying.
What does it mean when you say, told ya, Becca, on the bottom of this flyer?
That's an ex-girlfriend of mine who I took to junior prom, who, when we were dancing, slow dancing to Mr. Mister's Take These Broken Wings, I was like, I'm going to play guitar as good as Mr. Mister. She's like, never. She probably doesn't remember the conversation because that's number one. That's the number one.
That's the number one song for you.
Take These Broken Wings.
Number one song is Take These Broken Wings by Mr. Mister.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, have you seen Becca since that night of junior prom?
Yeah, and did you think it was necessary to put it on the poster that you flyered the whole church with?
I haven't seen her. We've never spoken. I don't know if she remembers the conversation, but I certainly remember it.
Mm.
I refuse to look her up on Facebook on point of principle, and I've also been banned from Facebook.
Oh, well, yeah.
You should have been banned from Canva.
I wanted to ask you, Bill, because last time we spoke, you were kind of having a string of bad luck.
Oh,
you know,
God.
You had spun around and fallen down and had a plate of clams fall on your head or some such.
Yeah.
And I put you on the top
week.
Of my prayer list.
Thank you.
And I wanted to see if maybe God had turned your luck around.
Yeah. Are you dating anybody now?
I have just started dating somebody. Yes.
Oh, really? Call me surprised.
Wow.
Why?
Awesome.
What is her name? Becca?
Her name's not Becca.
Okay.
Her name is Paula.
Paula.
I have called her Becca by mistake a couple times, which I've apologized for.
Oh.
But she's a real sweetheart. She's another guitar student at the group guitar lessons that I go to.
Oh.
And it's very, I wouldn't say we're boyfriend, girlfriend. It's very, very new. We're just starting to see each other. So I'll just shout out Paula. She's very special to me, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
You wouldn't say boyfriend, girlfriend. What would she say?
She'd say this nice man from my guitar lessons who has cleaned my car twice.
Oh, that's nice. Awful nice.
It's definitely
you.
A relationship.
Are you teaching the guitar class or are you taking the guitar class?
I'm taking the guitar class.
Oh.
It's a group lesson, cheaper than one-on-one. The teacher's not there. We play a YouTube video of a teacher and like five or six of us kind of sit there and just play along.
That's cool.
It's very cheap that way. Just one of us has to have a YouTube subscription.
Oh,
I see. So it's someone on YouTube who's offering guitar lessons and then you all are sort of piling on top. It's like using someone's Netflix password, I guess?
I guess, yes. I guess it is like
that. Well,
it's
cool that you're still developing.
Well, it's always, you gotta always work at your craft.
Yeah.
If you don't work those muscles, you'll get worse.
Yeah.
So this Sunday, I want everyone to come out and gonna watch us play a lot of great songs in the key of E. I will be doing fingerings of other chords, told you, Becca. And, you know, we're gonna really, I am allowed to do some of the playlist choosing. So of course, we have a lot of hymns and a lot of religious numbers. But as you know, sometimes in between services, we'll play some just regular pop numbers just to get people excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always loved it when they would play some Coldplay or U2 and just change a word or two and make them religious songs. I mean, I feel like if there's anybody that is similar to in The Edge in our church worship band, it would be one of the guys, probably the guy who is lead guitar, but even though, I don't know, I guess you do wear that cap, which is a kind of is that a nod to Edge?
We all have the Edge hats, yeah. We all saw Rattle and Hum together a couple years ago, and we all just started dressing like the Edge.
Oh, that is...
You look
that
cool.
Is so
sometimes
cool.
It's hard to tell us apart. It's very cool.
It is
People
very
say it's
cool.
The coolest thing. The coolest thing about music is U2. The coolest thing about U2 is the Edge, and the coolest thing about the Edge is his hat. We all wear it.
You know, this is a fun story, but I mean, this was years ago. I was at a Christian conference in Vegas, and I ran into Larry Mullen Jr., who is the drummer of U2.
The drummer for U2.
And
yes.
He's, you know, what's really fun is he's basically brain dead. I mean, he is he's a walking, talking vegetable.
Yeah.
And he
really?
Doesn't understand jokes. And I tried to give him a high five, and he didn't even know what high five was.
Oh, wow.
So sad.
It really is.
It's really too bad, but you put him behind a drum set and he doesn't miss.
Oh, it's true. And I mean, he's been playing the same songs for years. So at this point, it's kind of like plugging in a cucumber to a drum machine.
That's what I've always said.
It really is. I mean, he kind of looks like one too, but yeah, I said, "Hey, Larry, high five." And he kind of looked at me and went, "Duh," you know, it was really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad. But he said, "Duh," in an Irish accent. I can't do it. I can't do the accent.
Me either. Yeah. They have such a melodious way of saying, "Duh." I love when they say,
he was just an idiot. But anyway,
he's really
I'm a huge.
He's a big dummy.
Yeah, just a
but
dumb
all guy. Drummers are dummies. All drummers are dummies. And I say that with total respect to the drummer of the Swordbearers, whose name is Richie Haber. And he's a dummy. He's a sweetheart, and he's a great guy, and I would die for him, but he's an absolute idiot, and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a straight-up dummy. He's as dumb as a first grader. He's as dumb as a dumb first grader.
Really?
But I love him.
Well,
and he's a great drummer. And he's bad at everything else. But
is this cucumber Larry Mullen Jr.? Is he have perfect rhythm?
I imagine he does. He's got to at least have great relative rhythm. I bet he's got great perfect rhythm too.
I bet all the blood sort of drains into his rhythm section of his head when he plays, and then everything else just goes dark. You know what I mean?
He's probably totally blind and deaf when he plays because all the blood is just in his hands. Which that's true for a lot of drummers.
Yeah.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Offer you a word basket of encouragement, Bill. I think maybe instead of mischaracterizing your new girlfriend Paula by calling her the wrong name, I'd like to offer that maybe you have a bit of a tick where you say, "Told you, Becca." Is that possible?
Just tell Paula that. Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe I'll. You're saying I lie to Paula and say that I have an unconscious tick where I say, "Told you, Becca."
Well, I'm just wondering if maybe you do have an unconscious tick you haven't considered before.
Told you, Becca.
Yeah, why did you put, because I'm also noticing the new tattoo that you have, which just is,
"Told you, Becca."
Yeah, well, it says, "Told you." All I can see is on your right hand, it says, "Told you," but you have your one sleeve rolled up and one sleeve rolled down. So I'm just guessing.
Let
on
me
the
roll
other.
Up this other sleeve for you.
Okay, ECCA. I'm gonna guess that doesn't say Mecca, and I can't see the B.
It's Becca. Okay, it's "Told you, Becca."
Okay,
yeah. This was a mistake. I meant this to be "Told you, Satan."
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I know. But I blew it, and I said "Told you, Becca." I didn't even realize that's what I had said.
Oh, no.
And then the tattoo got finished, and I was like, well, maybe it's meant to be.
Do you think that your drive is really coming maybe less from your love of guitar and music and Jesus, which I know you love all of those, but
100%.
Maybe that this is coming from the Becca?
No.
Okay. That's what I think.
No.
Okay.
I'm over that. Have I been mad about it in the past? Yes. Was it decades? Yes. But I am over it. And even though I can't wait to hear descriptions of her face when she hears about how awesome I rock this Sunday, I am over it. And I don't, you know, and even though I dream about her every night in various shapes and forms, I'm over it.
Oh, well, that's an answer to prayer.
And I'm music first all the way.
Oh, okay.
I forgive her and I forgive my behavior towards her.
Oh, great.
That's cool. That's cool. And, you know, I've been
I'm sorry, real quick here. I gotta say I'm sponsored currently by Biomed Harnesses,
okay,
which is my throbbing harness.
Oh, that's what that is. I wondered what the link was in the promo code at the bottom of the email. I actually, for a moment, I thought when I got the email, I was being phished, so I didn't click.
No, it's really, bio harnesses that I use to keep rhythm are really expensive, and so I worked out a deal with them that I would just, and I do use them, so I endorse the product.
Oh, great.
So I just worked out a deal that I would include them in all my promotions.
So I'm clicking on the link and it's $5 off a $3,500 harness.
That's right. So you can get a harness just for $2,495.
Using promo code...
$3,495.
Told you, Becca.
Oh.
Told you, Becca. Yep.
Okay.
So Told you, Becca gets you $5 off a $3,500 harness. Keep your rhythm rock solid. Play as good as idiot Larry Mullen Jr. Be as cool as the edge. These are a lot of the ways that I'm trying to sell this.
Well, that's great. And, you know, forgive me if this is too personal a question, Bill, but I've been wondering, since you accidentally pulled a platter of clams on the half shell on top of your head.
That's right.
Have you returned to shellfish?
Yes. I had to give up shellfish for a while because I just had a heck of a bad time. The last time I went to the restaurant, the waiter spun a 360 around and just slammed a plate of full clams into my face and shattered my nose and left cheekbone.
Yes.
So I walked away from it for a while, but I love the taste of food, and hey, yep, it was just an accident.
Yep.
And so I have gone back, and I have not had that. I have not had any more problems with the wait staff. I did have one unfortunate time when they were having a slip and slide contest, and I was not aware of it. When I walked towards the bathroom, I stepped on a liquefied slip and slide, and I slid on my butts into the kitchen, crotch first, into the deep fryer.
Oh, wow.
And then a tray full of French fries fell backwards into my pants.
Oh, no.
And I was so embarrassed that I just stood up and was like, I'm fine. But that like locked the French fries in between my jeans and my crotch.
Oh,
and it burned
no.
a bunch of currently deep fat frying potatoes onto the top of my pubic
Let
area.
Me,
which
oh,
was
no. Oh, no.
Let me guess. This was at Margaritaville.
Yes. Yes. How did you know?
I mean, I don't know anywhere else that puts a slip and slide inside a restaurant.
Me either. First of all, I was like, that's hilarious, and it's really fun, but it is dangerous. And they shouldn't have the slip and slide go into the kitchen.
Right.
They really should.
Right.
If you're going to have a slip and slide, keep it out in the restaurant.
Yeah, that was no fault of your own. And
I don't think
I meant
so.
To ask, were the French fries down in that grease that's mm-hmm. it's boiling over
yes.
when they fell into your pants?
I slid on the slip and slide through the double doors of the kitchen, slammed into the bottom of a counter with my crotch. That so hard that it jarred the basket of fries up out of the boiling fat backwards onto my crotch, which then when I stood up, slid into my jeans.
Oh, that must have been awful.
I mean, that's just like a Rube Goldberg machine of pain.
It was pretty bad, but those guys were nice. They gave me 20% off my meal that night.
Awesome.
And we shook on it and called it even. And obviously, it was an accident. They weren't intending on anything going wrong.
Well, you know, every time I went by Margaritaville, you know, I don't really agree with the lifestyle, but I've always thought, well, Jimmy Buffett seems like a Christian, so you know, he seems cool.
Yeah.
So I hope he's doing well
me
wherever
too.
He is.
Prayers for Jimmy Buffett.
Prayers
for sure.
Jimmy Buffett.
I don't have anything against the staff at Margaritaville. I have heard that many people have died there, but I don't think that's anybody's fault.
Oh, I love Margaritaville, really? And they've got good seafood there too, which I really enjoy. People think you can't get good seafood in middle of Indiana, but you sure can.
You absolutely can. Their trout is extraordinary.
Trout at Margaritaville.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think of it as a saltwater place.
It's an off menu item,
really?
But you can get freshwater trout at Margaritaville. I just get a tray of it, unseasoned. It's part of a diet I'm on. I like a tray of unseasoned bland trout cooked mildly.
Always freshwater fish?
Freshwater fish, freshwater trout, undercooked. And unseasoned. That's the way I like it. Keeps my appetite down.
Do you like seasoning on fries, though? Some people don't like to mess with fries, but you can get truffle oil. You can get Parmesan mm-hmm. and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you like mixing up your fry spices?
I wish I could, but I get overwhelmed with flavor, so I have to limit. If the French fries are so tasty, just base, mm-hmm. that if I put a season on them, it overwhelms my senses and I'll sometimes pass out.
Mm.
Now, what do you think of the Steak and Shake fries? I like them. They're so skinny.
It's a great idea. And I think, you know, I'm really in favor of them as a concept, but I can't have a steak and a shake because that's too much flavor.
Oh.
I have a flavor limit.
Oh.
I can have the steak. It's juicy. It's terrific. I love it. Or I can have a shake, sugary, sweet, and really delectable. But if I have a steak and a shake, I pass out for a couple of days.
Maybe since we're probably losing listeners talking about lack of flavor, I'll just circle back. Do you have a dream one day of becoming a lead guitarist? Or
yes.
What is the goal? Okay,
yes.
That's the goal.
Wow.
My
okay.
goal is to be lead guitarist for Mr. Mister on tour. I don't know what the status of that band is. Either them or however many of them I can round up. And I will be lead guitarist.
I'm sure it would be almost impossible to find them, but I mean, I guess I'll keep my fingers crossed.
I tracked a couple of them down, and as soon as I get everybody together, we're gonna get the band back together, and that would be my dream, to be lead guitarist for Mr. Mister.
Well, if the lead guitarist of Mr. Mister gets COVID, doesn't seem like he can do his live shows, right?
I can't do it again.
Bill Bynes was played by the wonderful and hilarious Will Hines. Check out his improv school, his Substack, his comic book podcast, and more by following him at Willie B. Hines. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie LeBont, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.